Yeah,
hello. Hi, Kevin. I warned you, right?
Yep.
I'm like, I hope he doesn't think that I really hung up. Okay, what's the best email for you so that I can send you showing reflecting the price of $249?
It's truclanone@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay. So what I'm doing right now, Kevin, is I'm sending you over two emails. Okay, they're both coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. The first one, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing. It's going to show that the price is $249 for the platinum package, month to month, everything that we're including. I did put the website in case if you decide that you want us to create that website using your domain. Okay?
Right.
So let me send that. And then I'm also going to send you a second one on over, and it's going to be labeled Client Dashboard Analytics, okay? What that does is it just gives you the overview of our reporting system just so you can get familiar with how the reporting system looks, okay?
Right.
So let me send that second one. And then on your phone, at the both of the – on the bottom of the emails, you're going to have my contact information. I'm what's considered the lead on the account, okay?
Right.
But I always like to provide my information also in a text message just so you have it for your records, okay? So I'm going to send you over now. Let me go here. I'm going to be sending you over, in fact, three text messages, and if you could please confirm once you receive them, okay? So
that's like one of the emails that says Google and Facebook marketing.
Yes. Awesome. So you got the first one. That second one should be coming through any second now. Okay. And then now the second one that I'm going to, let's see. Okay. So the first text is going to have my name, Nadine Medina, with my number and my extension. So let me send that. And that is on its way. Send. Okay. Now, the second text that you're going to receive, it's going to have the number to our customer service. So anytime you have an update, you have a change, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you will contact customer service. We are always here Monday through Friday, 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon Pacific Standard Time. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're 3 hours behind you. So for your time zone, we're always here 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay. And then the third text, it's going to have a link to a YouTube video. It's maybe about 6 minutes long. I suggest that when you have time, please take a look at the video. It's actually going to give you a demonstration on how you go in and track your results with us. It's nothing complicated. I want you to get familiar with it though. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And then just for the account purpose, Kevin, your name, you spell it K-E-V-I-N?
Right.
And what's your last name?
It's Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N.
Bowden, B-O-W-D-E-N. Okay.
With a B as in boy.
B as in boy, Bowden.
Yeah.
Okay, so B as in boy, O-W-D-E-N. D as in David, right? Okay.
Right.
All right. Now, I know the number right now, the best number for us to reach you at is going to always be the 910-392-9401. However, we're going to put the tracking number to be linked to that phone number, correct?
Right.
And then now the company, as I show it on the Google profile, let me go back to that. I just had it up, TrueClean One. Okay. I currently showing as TrueClean as one word, right?
Right.
The T is capitalized. Answer. Right. So it's T, capital T, R-U-C-L-E-A-N, and then it's a capital O-N-E, but it's like together as one word, and then it says carpet and upholstery cleaning. Are you looking at it now, how it appears on Google?
No, but I can.
Okay. Because I want to make sure, in fact, I could text it to you, how it currently shows. Let me text it. I want to know if this is exactly how you want it to read, because the true clean one is together as one word with the T
right.
and the O being capitalized.
Right. That's so. Yeah, that's how it is. I've got it up on the desktop.
Okay. So that's how you want it to look, correct?
Right. Right.
Okay. So I'll just notate that exactly how it reads there. Okay. And then let's see here. Now, you said that you PIN verified that at what address? Do you remember?
I guess it was 1319 Canal, C-A-N-A-L, Drive.
And that was Carolina Beach, right?
Right.
Okay. I show that zip code coming out as 28428. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Awesome. I'm just notating it on there so they know that it's two separate, you know what I mean,
right.
locations. So this way there's no merge. Okay.
Right.
And then now do you want us to use, so the true cleaninc.org, was that the domain you were talking about?
I think I own truecleanone.com.
Okay. Okay. So do you want us to build the website?
I mean, yes. If it's going to be included, I guess
okay.
I should get something up.
Yeah, let us build it, you know. Or you can stick with the one that's already there. It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be better off building it. I mean, but are you saying you think it would be better to do it on the free one they give you, to build it on that, or to build it on the truecleanone.com?
Either or. Yeah, I would say building it on the domain that you own.
Okay.
That's what I would say, because the one that you currently have, it's like a Google My Business Profile one.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I would say that we build it off of your domain, because if we don't build it off of your domain, because the Google Business one, it's just like a Google Business site one that they create.
Mm-hmm.
So we would build it either off of your domain, or we'll purchase a domain and we'll just build it.
Right.
It's up to you. I recommend using your own.
Right. But you'll be able to link that to the...
to the Google Business Profile. Yes. So what'll happen is... Correct. So if we're building you a new website using your domain, okay, what we're going to do is we're going to link it. So it's going to get rid of the Google Business one, and it's going to be replaced with the one that we built on your
right.
Google
okay.
Business profile and wherever we okay. list your company. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And you said, it was trueclean1.com and it's a GoDaddy.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just notate it.
It'd take me a little while to get the info
it's okay.
to it or whatever, but yeah.
It's okay. I don't need the exact. I'll just tell them that you believe it's this one and it was purchased from GoDaddy during your client interview that we'll set up at a time that's convenient for you. In your client interview is where they're going to talk to you about the domain, you know, about the website that we're building, your keywords, your Facebook ads. They're going to go over more in detail.
Right.
Okay. So they'll discuss that with you then. I just like to notate everything just
right.
because that's, you know, they're going to also go based off of my notes as well. Okay. And then I'm just going to put here trueclean1.com. Okay. And then now for the billing, Kevin, the card that you're using today, remember, it's just the $249. And we'll go over the voice verification on that first before we even charge the card. The card that you're using, is it in your name, the business name? Does it have both?
It has both.
Okay. How does your name read on the card? Is it just Kevin Bowden? Or is there like a middle initial?
Well, I go by Kevin. My first name's John, and it has the three names.
Okay. So is it John Kevin?
Right.
Okay, I'm going to notate you go by Kevin, and it's just John Kevin Bowden, correct?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And I'll make sure to notate goes by Kevin. You don't like the name John?
My dad's name was John, so
it
made it easier, yeah.
right, okay. Instead of being called Junior?
I don't know why, but my family did that. My brothers... They were named after family people, but we all go by our middle name.
Everybody in my family, too, is named after someone, except for me. I was named after my mom's friend. We have a lot of Anthonys in my family, a lot. Now, and the company name, how is it written on there?
It's the True Clean One, Inc.
Okay, True Clean One is as one word, right?
Right.
Okay. And then Inc. And what's the billing address for that card?
P.O. Box 1922. That's Carolina Beach.
P.O. Box 1922, right?
Right.
Carolina Beach, and that's 28428 is the zip? Okay.
Yes.
And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
It's Master.
Okay.
I mean, it's a debit card, but I don't guess that really matters.
Yes. Nah. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
5348.
Uh-huh.
5700.
Mm-hmm.
0231-30056-3056.
Okay. I'm just going to repeat it back to you. 5348-5700-0231-3056.
Right.
Expiration month and year?
10/24.
10 of 24. And the CVV code on the back?
086.
086. What I also like to do as well, Kevin, is I want to set up a security question on your account. And you have the choice between your mother's maiden name, city that you were born in, or your first pet's name.
We'll go city I was born in.
Okay. And what city was that?
Winston-Salem.
Winston. Winston-Salem? Okay.
Yeah.
It's hyphenated, right? Just so
right.
I noted it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk you through the 90-second voice verification. What it does is it outlines our service agreement. It is an added form of protection for you as well that we'll send in writing along with your invoice. And as I'm walking you through it, Kevin, if there's something, you know, that you don't understand, just do me a favor and stop me and just say, hey, Nadine, what does that mean? What I'll do is I'll review it and then I'll rephrase it. I want to make sure, Kevin, that you have a clear and firm understanding before we even process your payment. Sound good?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as how it should be reading on the first page of Google.
True Clean One Carpet and Upholstery Cleaning.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Kevin Bowden, owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Kevin, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, I want you to be aware that you might get a call from a company, you know, not associated with us that are trying to sell you another type of online product.
Right.
So just be aware that we're not going to call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month. Okay.
Right.
Even if someone calls you to spend $5, disconnect the call, take down that phone number and call us because it's not our company. You could, you could even tell them for this reason we put the security question, ask them what's my security question and they'll hang up on you. That's how you know it's not our company. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And what this means, I still like to explain it, is we're not saying you can't do additional online marketing. We're just saying that before you do, give us a call so we can reference it and make sure that we're not already providing you that service. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Right.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 31st, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. This is a two-month verbal agreement. So your next payment will be charged on February 28th, 2023, in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment, which means every 31st of the month, other than if there's 30 days in the month, every 30th of the month, you will automatically be charged the $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. So that is a number that I texted you, 877-635-6225. And when you hear, where you hear the recording, you're going to hit number one. Okay. To prevent charges for your next month of service, Kevin, we ask that you call us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So this way you're not incurring that charge. So if there's 30 days in the month and you choose to cancel, remember you want to call 3 business days before the 30th. If there's 31 days in that month, then you want to call 3 business days before the 31st. Okay. So this way you're not being charged. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So what I'm going to be doing now is I'm going to be updating the package, and then I will be processing the payment. I also want to schedule a client interview for you. Okay. Now, the client interview, we block out an hour, and we schedule it, of course, at a time that's convenient for you. Okay, it can take anywhere between 30 to 40 minutes, maybe a little longer. It just depends on how many questions or details you have. Okay?
Right.
So, how does your schedule look? I mean, when do you prefer to conduct your client interview?
What about Friday?
Okay, let's look at Friday's schedule. Do you prefer mornings? Do you prefer afternoon? What do you think might be the best time for you?
Yeah, probably afternoon.
Probably afternoon.
Could we do it sometime probably after 5?
Let me take a look. Let's see here.
Or my time, 5.
Yeah, your time. I figured your time, 5 o'clock.
Right.
Okay, let me see. I'm just waiting for my calendar to load up. I appreciate your patience. I don't know what's going on with my computer. I'm like, what is taking so long? Okay. Let me take a look. Let's see here. So I'm looking, okay, Friday, I have the following times available, 5 to 6 or 6 to 7. What do you prefer?
5 to 6 is fine.
5 to 6?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to put you down for 5 to 6 on Friday, which is the 3rd. So on Friday, Kevin, they're going to call you from an 877 number. You just want to make sure that you answer all calls within that hour. You're also going to be receiving, I'm going to send you over right now, a calendar invite. You don't need to do anything with it. It's just letting you know your calendar invitation. And then I'm also going to set up where you'll get a reminder an hour before your client interview just to let you know that it's coming up within the hour. So you'll receive a reminder on that. So let me get that sent over to you. And then let's see, hit save on that. Okay, we're good on that one. Send. Yes, invite all guests. Okay. And that one, you don't need to be in front of a computer. It's all done over the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, did you by chance get like a text or something sent to your phone? Because finance said for me to wait 30 seconds after the last authorization. So it tried to charge it, but it didn't go through.
Okay, hold on a second. It did. I did get a text. Let me see.
Okay, so they're probably just making sure, like, hey, do you recognize this charge?
That's what it probably is.
Okay, so I'm not going to charge it yet until after you verify all that. In the meantime, I am going to start going over some notes with you, and they're just going to be basic notes for the technician so that they know where to start from, okay? Now, you mentioned that you do have a Facebook page for the True One Carpet Cleaning, right?
Just a second. Let me get this where my back.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I think I've approved it for the bank to charge it.
Okay. Well, we'll wait a couple of minutes. I just like to wait a little bit. I want to at least get you through the notes, and we'll go back and do that. I don't want to do it too soon, and then, you know what I mean? I don't like dinging.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes things run a little slower, so we'll wait a few minutes. The Facebook page, you did have one set up for True Clean One. I found it. It has like a van, right?
Yeah, it does. As a profile?
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know that we have access to it to manage it. It was set up by the former owner that just switched it to ONE on it. So I don't know if that matters if we need to come up with a new Facebook page.
I'm going to notate it that you might not have access to it to see if there's a way we can try to access it. I'm going to put might need new Facebook page. You have a personal page, right? At the very least, like a personal Facebook?
I don't really do Facebook. I mean, I do have an account, but I never post on Facebook.
That's okay. Even if you don't post on it, that's fine, because what happens is we create it through your personal Facebook page so that you still have access to it. So no one sees your personal Facebook. So if in the event we have to create a new one because we just can't get you that access to this one, we'll just create you a new one, and that's fine. And I know you have pictures, and you have a company logo too, right?
We have an Instagram that has a lot of pictures and stuff. I don't know that we have a true logo per se.
Okay. Did you want us to make you one? It doesn't cost you additional.
I mean, yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, I'll put to make you a new one. What are the typical methods of payments that you accept? Do you do check, cash, credit card, Venmo, PayPal, Cash App?
Pretty much the check, cash, or credit card.
Check, cash, or credit card. Okay. We like cash. That's for sure, right?
Yep.
Okay, and then, Jen, not that it's a requirement, I just ask out of habit, are you licensed and insured? Not required in the process?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we're still licensed or if it's even required. I know we originally got one, but I don't know how long that even lasted. But we're insured and all, yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to put insured.
Yeah.
And then what are your typical hours of operation? Is it like Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, pretty much Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30.
8:30 to 4:30. I remember my mom back in the day, she would always go rent the carpet clean, you know, the carpet cleaning machine.
Yeah.
And then finally she just said, you know what? I'm tired of this. I'm just going to have someone come out and do it because they'll get it done. You know?
Yeah. It's not crazy more expensive, and it's a lot more efficient and does a better job.
I think so too. And you know what? We're not doing the work. You know what I mean? It's what you specialize in.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm putting that you have your own domain. We're putting the tracking. What kind of phone do you have? Like an Apple or an iPhone? Or like an iPhone or an Android?
It's the Android.
Okay. Awesome. So they'll let you know where you'll download the app from the App Store on your Android. So this way you can track your calls and your messages with the call tracking number. Okay. But remember, it's linked to your phone number. Now, on the areas that we're going to be targeting, you want to keep it within 40 miles, 45. How do you want to target?
And it'll be from the,
it'll
the,
be
the
from
address
the,
Car- I gave
you, yes,
the Carolina
correct.
Beach one.
Yes.
Yeah, we'll say, we'll say 40 miles.
40 miles, and you can change that at any time. We could even reach as far as 50. Just let us know so we can update it, okay?
Right.
And then your preferred method of contact, do you prefer phone calls, text messages, emails, all three, phone and text? What's your preference?
Probably phone and text.
Phone and text. Okay.
Yeah, let's stay on that mileage, 30 miles.
30? Okay.
Yeah,
no worries. You could still change it, too, if you decide during your client interview you want to change it. You can do that, too. There's no problem. So you want me to put it at the 30?
Yeah, let's go with 30.
Okay. Okay. I'll do that. I'll change it to 30, and then I'm putting that Friday is your – you got the invite for your client interview, right, for Friday?
Yes.
Okay. Friday, which is, I can't believe it's the third. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have a 30-year-old in my family. I feel like I'm getting old.
Yeah, we've, my wife and I have a 30-year-old. So.
I actually just found out that I'm going to be a grandma again. This will be
we
number
became,
12.
We became grandparents for the first time last summer.
Did you really? Oh,
yeah.
Congrats. I'm going to have... my daughter, I just found out, she's pregnant, so is this going to be grandbaby number 12? Between my husband and I, we have actually 8 kids. We're like the Brady Bunch.
Right.
Yeah. So, and they started kind of young. It wasn't what we wanted, but, you know, the grandkids, isn't it such a different feeling? I love my grandkids.
Oh,
my daughter
says
I love them more than I love them, and I said, no, it's just different.
Yeah.
So what I'm putting on here are your keywords. I want to list some of your services. Carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, both residential and commercial.
Right.
Do you have a preference?
Not really.
Okay. And then what else do you do? Do you do grout cleaning, anything else?
No, rugs.
Rugs, area rugs? Okay.
Yeah, mattresses.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Not a lot of people call for that, but it's actually easy work. What else?
I've never even thought of that.
Well, see, most people don't think of it. And it's, like I say, it's really profitable, and you can clean a mattress in 15 minutes. But I wish more people did.
No way. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's really good. Do you do anything as far as pet odor or anything like that?
Well, that's what I was going to say. Yeah, the pet treatment, pet odor.
Pet treatment, okay. Pet odor treatment.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's always a big one too, right?
It is.
Okay, awesome. This is a good start. And they'll get more, and stain removal?
Well, I was going to say steam cleaning. I don't know
steam
if that's
cleaning.
Something you want to focus on is the steam cleaning.
Okay. I'll notate that as well. Yeah, we definitely want to utilize, you know, because you know a lot more of your industry as well. And of course we have the database and they're going to go over all of that with you, but we get your input too, you know?
Right.
And then let's see. Anything else I'm missing here? I got that. And remember, you can always add in keywords. You can move them around, whatever you need to do, okay? It doesn't cost you additional.
Right.
All right. So I'll go ahead and try to process the payment now. And then you'll be getting a receipt both to your email, and you're going to get it in a text message. It'll come through saying initial invoice. I'll let you know once it sends, because I'll need you to open it up. So you should be receiving it any minute now.
Okay.
Okay. And when you open it up, it'll say initial invoice, and it'll go on by saying, dear, it'll have your full name, right? Dear John Kevin Bowden, thank you for choosing Local Splash. And it'll go on to say a copy of your invoice is located below this email. Let me know when you're on that.
Yeah, I've got it.
Okay, so do you see on there where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Yes.
Okay, so you're going to click on that, and then it's going to open up a page that'll say Local Splash Terms of Experience at the top. Let me know when you're on that page. Okay. So this is everything that we do, right? So it even talks about Google Guaranteed, formerly known as also as LSA. So that's not something that we're doing for you now, but it's always an option for you if you ever decide, you know, these are products that we're doing. You're getting the advanced reporting, the live client support, Facebook ads, Google ads doesn't pertain to you, the landing page, which is the website, directory submission, the optimization of your profile page. We also send you SMS messages. So the way we contact you a lot is through three different ways. Phone calls, we'll send you an SMS message, we'll even email you, okay, if we have any updates on your account. And then it shows you that the local bundle is the $149. On the products included, the Facebook ads is going to be the $100. So we take from the $249, $100 allocated to your Facebook ads. And then every month after that, you see it's still the breakdown, $149, the $100, okay? And then on the cancellation, it shows you there just less than 3 days in advance to ensure that the reoccurring payment is not processed, okay? And upon cancellation, you receive the confirmation email within 24 hours of the cancellation, okay, to confirm with you that we've canceled it, okay? So on the little box next to it where it says I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the credit card, by you clicking in that box, which you're stating, Kevin, that it is your name on the card that you provided for the payment and that it's complete, the information, and accurate.
Right.
And then on the bottom where you see the little, or it's like an orange or reddish type of arrow in the box, it's asking you to just type your name exactly as it reads, just John Kevin Bowden. The date's already populated there. And then you'll click on confirm signature. And then when you do that, okay, you should have a page open up that says asking you to like enter a username and a password.
Right.
Let me know when you see that.
I got it.
Beautiful. So this is where you go in to track your results with us. We don't have your username or password yet because they're going to be creating that. Now, and that you'll actually receive, and this is why I want you to watch that video. So in 5 to 7 days, you're going to receive an email with this link, a username and a password, and you can start logging in and tracking your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
Now, just as a reminder from your client interview, starting on Friday, okay, because they have to verify everything that I notated to make sure everything is accurate. They got to go over with you the keywords, the search terms, and all of that, right? This is where the magic is going to happen. I like to believe it's with me, but not so much. So from the client interview, within 5 to 7 days, we'll have you listed within all the directories. We're going to send you your login credentials so that you can start tracking your results with us as well. Remember, you'll need to add us on as managers to your Google profile page so that way we can optimize it and maintain it. And if you're not sure on how to do that, the technician can walk you through it as well.
Right.
Within 7 to 14 days, okay, we'll have the website completed, and it will be sent to you first just to take a look at it in case you have any changes that need to be made before we have it go live. All right? And then also the Facebook ads will be live within 7 to 14 days. If we have to build you a new Facebook page, that will be completed within 5 to 7 days if we can't get the access for you on the current one. Okay? And then as far as the first page placement, as I mentioned, it can take between 30 to 45 days. Of course, we like to underpromise and overdeliver. Sometimes, I mean, I've seen it happen sooner, and if it does, great, right? But our promise is 30 to 45, okay?
Okay.
And we will send you notifications letting you know, when your Facebooks are live, the when you're in the directories, when the website's live, when you're on the first page of Google. So we're going to notify you with sending you notifications to keep you in the loop of the steps that we're completing and processing, okay?
Right.
Other than that, I want to be the first to welcome you to our local Splash family. I want to thank you, Kevin, for giving us the opportunity to help you grow your business. I'm super excited for you. Did you have any other questions for me?
I think that'll be it right now.
Okay, so I would say right now in the meantime, maybe gather some pictures you want us to utilize. Start looking for your login for the domain, okay, for the website.
Right.
Okay. I would say do that in the meantime from here to Friday. So this way in your client interview, they're going to ask you for all of that. And that way we can get you through that client interview. And it'll take like about 30 to 40 minutes. I mean, it just depends on how many questions or details you have. And then just remember, they'll call you between 5 and 6 o'clock and it'll be an 877 number, but we'll send you that little friendly reminder an hour before. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, other than that, I hope you have a good rest of your day. I think I've taken enough of your time, right? I hope you had nowhere to go.
Yeah, luckily I was free.
Oh, well, it's a good thing, right? Or else you would have told me. Nadine, call me later. I'm out the door. Well, it's been my pleasure, Kevin. It was really nice speaking with you, and we look forward, you know, to working with you here.
Okay.
All right. You have a good day. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye-bye.